Dr. Sebi Clinic Office Note on patient Hussam Farooz, F-A-R-O-U-Z, Hussam, H-U-S-S-A-M, date of birth, 2/23/1974, date of service, 8/26/2024. Prepared of the patient is 50-year-old gentleman, presented to my office for medical management. His first medical history includes 1, diabetes mellitus type 2, next hypertension, next obesity, next hyperlipidemia, next ADHD, next depression / anxiety, next obstructive sleep apnea on home CPAP. Next history of COVID-19, one time, pure paragraph. Surgical history is unremarkable. Allergies, no non-drug allergies. Social history, patient is married with 2 kids, no smoking, no alcohol, no drug use. He works as an engineer. Family history, mother died from dementia, complications. Father at the age of 67 from heart disease and hypertension. Pure paragraph review, system reviews, occasional headache, dry mouth and nocturia, especially when his blood sugar is uncontrolled. No chest pain or no shortness of breath. He was off Ozempic for 3 weeks and then restarted it and started having nausea, vomiting, abdominal pain, and he stopped it. He has regular bowel movements, otherwise no melena. He reports some foaming upon urination. He does have straining upon urination, intermittent flow and dribbling positive. No leg swelling. All other systems reviewed are negative. Immunization, he received 2 shots of the COVID-19 gene antigen therapy. Current medications include amlodipine, Jardiance, lisinopril / hydrochlorothiazide, metformin, Adderall, Lexapro, and Ozempic, pure paragraph. On physical exam, his blood pressure is 119/90, his weight is 252 pounds, the pulse is 96, temperature 98.4, O2 set is 98% on room air. General appearance is a patient is in non-active distress, HNT, pupils around the active light and accommodation, injected conjunctiva, non-enteric sclera, no cervical lymphadenopathy, no carotid B bilaterally, no jugular venous retention bilaterally, most oral mucosal and pharyngeal erythema noted, pupagraph, next up, no stiffness or rigidity, heart sounds, arrhythmic rate and rhythm, normal sinus 2, no members heard, no friction heard, lungs active to auscultation, no crackles or wheezes heard, abdomen soft, no hepatomegaly, no splenomegaly, no gary rebound or GT extremities, there's no edema at the lower extremities, skin, no skin rash, noted neuro exam is non-focal. Investigations available to me are from January 2024, include the following. White count 5.3, hemoglobin 15.4, platelet count 271. Sugar fasting 154, BN17, creatinine 0.9, potassium 3.9, albumin 4.6, normal liver function test, GFR is 105, hemoglobin A1C 7.7, total cholesterol 145, HDL 45, triglycerides 113, and LDL 79. Albumin to creatinine ratio is 13, pure paragraph. Please go back to the allergies. Patient has intolerance to statins as he develops severe UTL pain and discomfort. Period paragraph. Go back to assessment and plan. 1, diabetes mellitus type 2, apparently uncontrolled and now better controlled. Patient was advised that he needs to lose the weight as the major factor in controlling his blood sugar. He's now off Ozempic because of side effects, period. Next, hypertension control on current regimen to continue. Next, obesity patient was advised to use intermittent fasting, low-carb, and healthy keto diet to lose weight. Next, hyperlipidemia apparently controlled. Next, history of ADHD. Currently, he's erratically taking Adderall. He wants to stop it. Next, history of anxiety was on Lexapro. He wants to taper it off, and this will be followed closely. Next obstacle is apnea to continue home sleep, home CPAP. Period paragraph. We are going to run a basic workup and we'll see patient back in 2 weeks to discuss the results and go from there. End of report. Thanks.